It is indeed a pleasure for me to extend congratulations to Ambassador John Cavan and my best wishes to all of you gathered in support of the Ireland Fund. A special thank you to Tony O'Reilly for his leadership in your noble endeavor. Your organization, dedicated to soothing the pain and healing the wounds inflicted by Irishmen on themselves, is a source of hope for that troubled country. Since 1976, the Ireland Fund has supported impressive projects that encourage both Catholics and Protestants to join in common activities of work, education, religion, and recreation. The Ireland Fund has been building a humanitarian bond between these good and decent people of Ireland, a bond that someday may be strong enough to break the tragic cycle of violence that has plagued them for so long. I'd like to point out that the fund testifies to the immense contributions that can be made through private sector support, a fundamental theme of this administration. I can't think of a better honoree tonight than my good friend and our ambassador to Mexico, John Gavin. For one thing, John has good Irish blood and is a fine American, all that he is. John knows firsthand the terrible suffering and grief innocent people endure, whether the disaster is wrought by nature or the hand of man. On the morning of September 19th, a terrifying earthquake struck Mexico City, inflicting heavy damage and taking the lives of over 7,000 people. Ambassador Gavin was on the scene, directing American relief efforts and helping Mexican and international authorities deal with the aftermath of this terror. John, we'll always be proud of the example you set for your fellow Americans. You are an individual who exemplifies professionalism and deep concern about your fellow man, values that speak well of your country. That sense of compassion is no less intense for those more than 2,300 people who have lost their lives and the over 25,000 injured in the violence plaguing Northern Ireland. It is a heartbreaking tragedy. Political violence, as it has in other parts of the world, has condemned free men and women to lives of fear, threatening them with the hidden bomb and the dangling pin of a terrorist grenade. The Ireland Fund says there is a better way. The Ireland Fund says we're all in this together. You are showing that God, who has given us so much, has also given us the means to help others. From the devastated families of Mexico City, to the starving children of Ethiopia's resettlement camps, to the millions of freedom-loving people who must flee from the enemies of freedom every day, people are reaching out to help others. The Ireland Fund is in the best company in the world. So I salute the efforts of the Ireland Fund. I wish you every success in your tireless battle against terror and despair in Ireland, the land of my father's family. God bless you.